podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
As we sometimes say, apropos of nothing, I want to jump in quickly before we talk about these terms of endearment. I just want to fist bump Emily for her post, the 24-month-old.
It's so true. It's God. So spot on. I hate that.
It is fun. Well, you know, we're insulting an awful lot of our listeners right now. But
mothers of
four. No, we're just giving recommendations, I think.
What Emily posted was this little meme thing where it's apparently a mom talking, saying, he's 24 months old. And underneath it, it goes, two. Your child is two.
Thank you. I hate the whole month thing. It involves math in your head.
Right. And now, and then, of course, a lot of people are replying with, well, it, you know, developmentally, that's why we have to go by months.
You don't have to give them a snarky voice. I mean.
No, this is how
they talk.
That's
how it sounds, man.
And I just am not a doctor. Tell me how old your kid is in years.
My favorite is the line from a comment that goes, as a mother of four, let me give you some insight. Yeah. I'm like, boy, the gloves have just come off.
I know. I'm sitting down with my tail between my legs.
One of these days, I'm a parent. Okay, I'm a parent. I can say this. This whole attitude that if you're not a parent, you can't comment on children is stupid.
All right, it's so sweet.
It's so dumb to say that if you're not a parent, you can have no opinions on raising children. Sure, as a parent, you have more insight into it, and you have been there, done that. But we were all kids, we all have parents, and we can all have eyeballs and see what's going on.
Right.
So this whole thing is just so condescending that you can't say anything about child rearing until you have them. It's like, really?
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. I don't direct movies, but I know a crappy movie when I see one. You know?
That's an excellent way to put it.
I'm 432 months old. Just so you know.
Thank you for that. All right, enough of that. Let's get or do we want to just sit and talk about that for a while?
No.
We're angry.
Anger balls.
Get irritated.
Mothers.
We will already be getting angry posts and angry emails just from the 2 minutes that we have that little conversation.
For the 240 seconds, you mean?
For the So we were out and about the other evening. We were out at a establishment down in old downtown Littleton.
A bar.
Several of our friends came by. Several coworkers came by. One person who will go unidentified, but we will just say that we have known this gentleman for a while. And his wife showed up as well a little bit later. And everything was fine. Everybody's having a good time. And then he had stood up and was over talking to some other people. And she wanted his attention for something. She did not call his name. She called, apparently, a nickname that she has for him. And let's just point out that a lot of couples have cute, fun, little pet names for each other. And I think it's adorable. I'm a big fan of it. But her pet name for him is, I'm not sure, one you call out across a crowded patio at a bar. Should I reenact it for you guys?
Sure.
Oh, please.
There was even a lull in the crowd sound, and she's yelling out, Farts! Hey, Farts! His nickname is Farts.
Right. Yes, it is.
Short for flatulence.
And right. he turned right around.
He knew.
He was a little embarrassed that we had all heard that, and so, of course.
He kind of gave her one of the, like, what the hell
right,
are you doing?
The look,
you
know, the
like,
eyes.
Hey.
And I think for all three of us, our eyes got really big at first. And
I
then
giggled.
Laughter ensued. And of course, we will never let him forget this now.
Right. No, he doesn't have a name. He, from this day forward, is Farts.
In the halls, over emails.
Yeah, Denver all. We send out company-wide
Mr.
emails.
Farts.
Hey, Farts, what do you think about this?
I'm thinking about changing his little name plaque that's next to his door
outside
that has his name
yes.
to Farts.
Oh,
I think I might do that.
I'll be on board with that.
All right.
And that's the thing. I mean, I guess you need to have a talk with your significant other. When you first establish endearing pet names for each other, you can say, look, this one's really sweet. This one stays just in our house or alone in our car.
Right.
This does not make it out to the public.
The public.
Sure.
Hey, Farts.
Oh, yeah.
Although, you know, we could ask right now our listeners, can you top that? What is your endearing little pet name that you have for your SO or one that you had in the past that you've just never been able to top, because I'm not sure you're allowed to recycle pet names, are you?
No.
No, probably not.
That's dirty. That's like wearing underwear for a week.
I do have a friend who found out that his pet name from his wife, she had recycled from her first husband.
Oh, that's
and
that's
gutsy.
I don't think you do that, right?
No, you should. Because usually the pet name comes from something special or a story. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's got to be a story behind farts.
Right. No, and not like Babe or anything. Or you
honey.
Know, that's,
yeah, that's
right.
Those are generic. Those are generic.
That can be recycled.
But you cannot recycle a pet name to the new person in your relationship. So that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
But if you can top it and you want to share yours, if you don't even have to give us your real name, 303-631-1MIX, 631-1649. I'm feeling a little left out because I don't believe I've ever had a cute pet name from anybody.
You're not a pet name kind of guy. You're pretty...
I would probably embrace it. Now, I've had people have called me Babe or Honey or something like that.
But not like Science Man.
No, you know, Pharaoh would be good.
Neutron. Pharaoh.
See, you just said that.
This is why you can't have a nickname.
Yeah, this is why.
Just call me Professor.
I've never had a
pet name. You can't request your own pet name, Dom.
T-Bone. Here's Tammy on the line. Hello, Tammy. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Do you have a nickname?
Yeah, so my husband calls me Juicy. And it's more of a private one. Doesn't really say it out in public, but it's been said a couple times and, you know, it's a funny haha. But there's not like a great story behind it that I can really tell on the radio, but it's cute. It's cute and I like it. I don't mind it.
You got sweatpants to say it across the butt or something?
Or is it about your anaconda?
No,
huh?
We should move on.
It's the anaconda.
I'm trying to find a way of gracefully getting out of this call. Yeah. Hey, Juicy, right, have
Juicy.
A great day, okay?
Bye.
Juicy's a good prison name, too.
Here's Amber. Hello, Amber.
Hey.
What's the story?
All right. So all the fans of the National Lampoon Christmas Family Vacation. My husband likes to call me Margo from nagging at him all the time. So out of nowhere, he'll just be like, okay, Margo.
Oh, that's the next door neighbor.
Yeah, you need to call. Yeah. You need to fire back with a yes, Todd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes I do, but it don't always work in my favor, you know.
So you're a bit of a nagger, are you?
Not all the time, just when it gets a little
thick.
You know.
Yeah.
I love the Margo. I'm not going to lie.
That is pretty good. I'm Margo.
Because it's so true. You can hear him saying it, Margo.
Amber, yeah, that's wonderful. Thanks.
We'll be out in a big crowd, and he's hanging out with his friend, and he'll just be like, okay, Margo. I'll be like, it's time to go.
It's good.
Thanks for being on the show. Have a fun day.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Here comes Jamie. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning.
So we like endearing pet names. What do you have?
Sugar Britches.
Sugar Britches.
It's a new cereal.
Dom calls a lot of people that. He does.
People I don't even know.
Sugar Britches.
The lady at the post office.
A waitress.
His sister.
Jamie, have a fun day.
Thank you.
Sugar Britches.
It's cute.
Here comes Kim. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
All right. We're loving the pet names. What do you got?
Well, my husband has called me Moose for the last 30 years because when I was pregnant, I just ate everything in sight. So that was his term of endearment, and mm-hmm. he's called me that all these years.
It's Moose?
Well, now my husband or my son just moved back home, and he brought his dog with him, and his dog's name is Moose. So whenever my husband's down the hall and yells, Moose,
both of you come running.
Two of you come running.
I never know if I'm supposed to.
You both have a ball in your mouth.
Yeah, you both fetch the paper or something.
Yeah.
Kim, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
All right, have fun,
Moose.
It's cute.
Moose. Here's Will. Good morning, Will.
Good morning.
All right, you get the last word here.
All right, well, this is not my personal pet name, thank God, but I work for a guy who, very wealthy guy, very well-to-do, and I have seen his close personal friends come into work and call him Poop Dog.
Poop Dog.
It's his rap name.
And it's like a frat name. I really wish I knew the backstory behind that, but I've never heard a more hilarious nickname.
Or maybe you don't want to know.
No, I don't think you
want to
know.
Yeah,
impossible.
Do you think you could start calling him Poop Dog?
I'll try that on my last day, for sure.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.